The United States ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has unexpectedly resigned. She made the announcement with President Donald Trump by her side earlier this morning. Rejecting the suggestion, she was preparing to challenge Mr. Trump in the 2020 election. Ms. Haley's been the face of Trump's America First policy at the UN, leading the country's withdrawal from several UN programmes and defending Trump's hardline policies against Iran and North Korea.
Look at what has happened in 2 years with the United States on foreign policy. Now the United States is respected. Countries may not like what we do, but they respect what we do. They know that if we say we're going to do something, we follow it through. And the president proved that, whether it was with the chemical weapons in Syria, whether it's with NATO saying that other countries have to pay their share. I mean, whether it's the trade deals, which have been amazing, they get that the president means business and they follow through with that.
Well, Simon Marks is our correspondent in Washington and is with us. Simon, hello. Thanks for being with us. This one has come as a bit of a shock. Why is she leaving?
Well, we don't know, Susie. I mean, that is the mystery surrounding this announcement by Nikki Haley and President Trump. It came 2 weeks to the day after her boss, the president, was laughed at by world leaders as he made his speech to the United Nations General Assembly. We have known for some time that there has been tension between Ambassador Haley and the White House. They were particularly irritated last month when she published an op-ed in which she claimed that there were often occasions on which she disagreed with positions that President Trump was taking, and that she was never hesitant to confront him and discuss disagreements between them over policy. Many people here had speculated for a good long while that she was thinking of perhaps challenging him in 2020 for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. She insisted at the White House that that is not the case. It's possible that she feels now that John Bolton, who used, of course, to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, is now running things at the National Security Council, that she just feels marginalised and can't get very much done. It's also possible that she simply wants to return to private life to earn some money, to build up some kind of a war chest that perhaps she will use in political campaigning at a later date. But not only do we not know why she's going, but we don't know why they announced it today. Just as the president was hoping to bask in the glory of Brett Kavanaugh spending his first day as a justice of the Supreme Court, the headlines here suddenly changed.
Is it anything to do with Brett Kavanaugh, seeing as she is a significant woman in the administration setup?
Well, I mean, that's possible. She certainly didn't evince any daylight whatsoever between her and President Trump on any issue during the course of that appearance at the White House. Indeed, the two offered fulsome praise for one another. President Trump said that she had turned the position of U.S. ambassador to the United Nations into a much more glamorous position than it had previously been. Nikki Haley went on to describe the president's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner as hidden geniuses within the Trump administration. That has stoked speculation here that perhaps President Trump is thinking of bringing even more glamour to that particular position up in New York in the form of his daughter Ivanka Trump or his son-in-law Jared Kushner. If there was an issue pertaining to Brett Kavanaugh and the sexual assault allegations that were levelled against him and Nikki Haley's anxiety over the way in which the White House handled things, it certainly wasn't on display a few hours ago.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington, speaking about Nikki Haley's unexpected resignation from the position of ambassador to the United Nations.